Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Josh Barker with RE/MAX in Redding, California. Last year, he closed 453 transactions with a total sales volume of $132 million. His average sales price was $291,000, of which 50% were buyers and 50% were sellers. He has a 15-member team, 7 buyer specialists, 1 assistant listing agent, 2 escrow coordinators, 2 listing coordinators, 1 personal assistant inside sales agent, 1 marketing director, 1 director of operations, and 1 listing agent team leader. Josh Barker is the team leader of the Josh Barker Real Estate Advisors. He's been an agent for 18 years. He's sold over 2,500 homes in his career. In this call, Josh talks about selling 25 homes his first year in real estate and how he got that quick start. 50% of his business is by repeat and referrals from past clients and sphere of influence, and why it gets better every year. 20% of his business is from Zillow and what he's doing to make that happen. 20% of his business is from sign calls and the scripts he uses during the call. How Josh personally listed and sold 220 homes last year, and why he stays in production and signs 80% of his listing appointments. Why excellent customer service leads to more referrals. His simple annual marketing plan for past clients and sphere of influence that results in 10% of his database buying or selling with him each year. Why he created a top 100 inner circle referral group. How he stays in front of them and his script and approach to referrals. How he developed his highly leveraged producers model team concept that is a hybrid between the team leader as a sole producer and the team leader as a pure manager. Why prospecting is the major driver of his very profitable business. Team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Josh.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike. I'm excited to be here today.
Hey, Josh, it's great to have you here. Josh, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
I'm 41 years old now. I've been in the business for almost 18 years. So prior to real estate, I was actually in the military. I was in the Marines for 4 years. So, you know, I laugh, but I really have never had a real, what I would consider to be a serious job prior to real estate. I mean, I got out of the Marines. I went to college. I worked part-time for a satellite company a few days a week to help offset some of the expenses of going to college, and then got into the real estate business at 23. So quite honestly, my younger life story is probably boring in comparison to some other folks.
Why did you decide to get into real estate?
You know, I grew up around real estate. My father was a real estate broker. My grandfather was a real estate broker. So I was the victim of many hours of endless sales tapes driving around in vehicles. So I would say that whether I liked it or not, I was probably being immersed into the sales profession and pre-exposed to it. So when I got out of the service and wanted to pick a career, I thought about who in the world make the best money for the work they put out, and whether it be real estate or other sales as well. I just think salespeople are people that can make the most money. So I chose real estate.
When you first got started, let's go back for a minute. When that very first year, did you have a fast start or a slow start?
In comparison to who, I think would probably be a fair way of answering that. But in my opinion, it was an okay start. I was very fortunate. A friend of mine had a real estate company here in Reading that I went to work for. But before day one, when I made the decision to get into real estate, he had given me some sales training tapes, and I was immediately getting immersed into the process of selling homes. So if I remember correctly, it was somewhere between 25 and 35 homes that I was able to sell in the first year.
Wow. We have a few people that are listening that are brand new, and they'd like to know, what did you do that first year to close 25 to 30 homes?
Getting first into the business, I worked with a lot of buyers day one. I mean, that was the fastest way to generate income. So I was taking ad calls that were coming into the office, and I was immediately setting appointments and going out and showing these properties as quickly as possible. So I don't remember the exact percentage, but I suspect it was about 75% or so of our transactions were buyer transactions, and the rest were listings. As you can imagine, 23 years old trying to list homes, when you look like you're about 18, you know, it was a little challenging in that first year, to say the least.
So what year was that you got started?
1999 is when I got started. And in our market, the market was still down. In fact, I remember listing properties in 1999 where the seller had claimed that the price I was selling it for was the same price they had paid for it back in 1991. So our market had been flat for a long period of time. It hadn't taken off yet, which I actually consider to be fortunate. I got to learn the business before it heated up in the early 2000s.
How many homes did you sell last year, and what was your sales volume?
We closed 453 transactions last year. Sales volume was just a little bit over $132 million.
Wow, that's spectacular. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just out of curiosity, do you happen to know how many homes you've sold in your career?
Looking at a piece of paper here, I think on Zillow it says something like 2,500, but I suspect it's probably more than that. I would think it's probably between 3,000 and 3,500 over the last 18 years that we sold. I have never really paid close attention to the total number. I do focus these days much more on what we're getting done each year.
And so you probably don't know what the sales volume is.
I really don't know. Maybe I should, but I never really paid attention, over the last 18 years what the total amount was. But we live in a lower price community. Our average sales price in the market's about 260. Our average sales price as a company is close to 290. Probably a lot. I would imagine it's over $500 million or something like that.
Let's let everybody know where you are. So where is Redding, California?
Redding, California is about 2.5 hours north of Sacramento, at the very top of the Valley of California. So if you could imagine being at the top of a valley, and on three sides of us, we have these amazing tree and snow-covered mountains all around us. We are right before you start getting into the mountains in Northern California. Just a beautiful place.
What's the population there?
Well, the county is roughly 145,000, and I sell most of the county. And then in our city that I live in, which is Redding, population's roughly around 94,000 to 95,000.
Could you please describe your current real estate market?
Well, the average sales price in our market is roughly 260. The average home that you'll get for that price is a three-bedroom, two-bath home, roughly 1,600 to 1,700 square feet with either a two-car, three-car garage built in 1990 or newer. So that's what the product represents. Our market is still not back to the selling prices of the previous peak in 2006. We're roughly 15% below that at this point. Our expectation is we're going to see appreciation of another 4% or so this year. Even though we live in California, everybody thinks, oh my gosh, it's going to be crazy high prices, but that we don't live in those bigger cities where you see those amazing numbers taking place.
How far away are you from the ocean?
If I were to travel directly west, it would take me, I've gotten over there on my motorcycle a few times in about 2 hours. So it's a pretty mountainous terrain. You have to go up over a mountain range to drop down to the ocean there. So it takes a few hours. If I were to jump in an airplane, I could be over there in 30 minutes.
Well, Josh, let's do this. Let's jump into your business and lead generation. That's what a lot of people want to know about. So could you tell us what are your top three lead sources?
Well, number one for sure is just our past clients and center of influence. We've put a lot of time and energy into having strong relationships with our past clients and the sphere of influence that comes from that. I mean, that represents roughly 50% of our business, both on the buying side and also on the listing side. The second one right now is a tie between Zillow and SignCall. So when you're listing a lot of properties, which we do, it does generate a lot of buyer inquiry and seller inquiry into the office, which we take advantage of, convert into business. And Zillow, probably for the same reasons, because we have such a revolving inventory, we're able to constantly have pretty good exposure on Zillow, which, as you know, is the site that most of these buyers are using and sellers are using to gather information.
Well, let's dive deep into each of those. Let's start with past clients, sphere of influence, your repeat and referral business. You said it's around half the business currently, and so that's representing over 200 transactions a year. Let's first talk about your database. How big is your database of past clients and sphere of influence?
It's roughly 2,500 at this point today. 2,500 past clients and center of influence that we communicate with on a quarterly basis. I do have a what we call an inner circle, which is a folks that I communicate with on a monthly basis. It's a list of roughly 100 people. And those folks are people that have their own databases of clients that they communicate with. And we need each other's services on a more regular basis. So it's a big part of what we do.
Do you keep these folks in a database? And if so, what software is that?
Yes, we keep them in a database. I use a program called Salesforce. That's what we run our company on, and transaction management, listing management, as well as our client relationship management. So it's all done together in that system. Been on that program for about 4 years now. We used to use a product. I don't know if any of the agents on this call will remember, but there used to be something called Agent Office. And it was an old archaic system that wasn't even online. You had to download it to your, to your tower or whatever back in the day. But we moved to the internet about 5 years ago.
And you chose a software program that's not real estate specific. You chose Salesforce, a more generic product. Did you have to customize it a lot? And how's it working for you?
It worked out great. One of the things that I like about it is that it is customizable. I'm a huge advocate that when you pick products or solutions for your company, they need to be able to be modified to meet the requirements of your team or your company. Some of these static CRMs, you have to modify what you do to fit their program. And really, you can't get to max scale if you're having to modify just to meet the software needs.
Were you able to set up that customization yourself, or did you have to bring a consultant in to help?
Well, initially, they offer an enterprise with, I don't remember how many hours it was of consulting, but I think we probably got 10 or 12 hours of consulting. It's a pretty easy system. I don't mean to say that if it's not easy for some people, I'm so sorry. But for us, it wasn't that hard to figure out. My office manager figured out how to modify the fields. And if you've got a pretty good understanding of a program like Excel or something like that, although it's different, it's got the same principles. It's just about where you move fields and organize your information, that kind of stuff.
Let's now talk about how you're staying in touch with your database. Now, you mentioned that this group is two parts. There's a part that's receiving a quarterly marketing program, and then the inner circle that's doing monthly. Let's start with the quarterly group, the larger group, the 2,500. Could you tell us what you're doing, say, on an annual basis with those folks?
Well, that person, that example, they would be receiving four separate phone calls from our company per year. Touching base, asking if they have any questions regarding real estate, financing, repairs on their home, anything like that, that we could offer assistance for. In addition, that person will receive a monthly market update from me, which I write a market update for our area each month, and then I provide it to our clients either through mail or email. So they're getting something from us once a month, but they're also talking with us once a quarter, and that has generated consistently a good return of roughly 10%.
When you say 10%, do you mean that 10% of that list is converting into a transaction?
Yeah, 2,500 past client center of influence will transact roughly 250 transactions from it.
And that's by making four phone calls per year and then also having this monthly market update either by email or mail.
Right. And I would add that over the period of 18 years. So, you can't do it for 6 months to a year and expect to get the same result. I mean, this is over time, being very consistent, which is one thing that I'm very consistent at, is communicating with our past clients.
Did you ever drop the ball early on where you were not communicating with your folks?
Never.
So you can't tell us what to do if somebody has dropped the ball and needs to reinitiate or reignite that relationship?
Well, I wouldn't have firsthand experience, but I could offer a recommendation to call them and say, I'm sorry, I dropped the ball. And with your permission, I'd like to help assist you with any questions or needs you have in real estate. So I would get past whatever that mind block is and move on from it.
Those four phone calls that you're making each year, that's once a quarter, once every 3 months. That's a lot of calls. How are you structuring those calls? Are you trying to make a certain number of calls each day?
Yeah. So, it depends how big the list is. So obviously the number of contacts has gone up over time as the database has grown. I'd have to bust out the calculator to see the answer to this. Give me 1 second here and I will. Divided by at least 66 days. Roughly 35 to 40 contacts a day. And understand that we don't actually talk to each one of them because they don't always pick up their phone. So for the ones that don't pick up their phone, we do leave voicemail. So that's how we're able to actually get those amount of contacts done in a day.
And how long would it take you to make 35 to 40 contacts / voicemail in a day?
It averages roughly 3.5 to 4 hours a day of phone calls.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.